Okay, we're on 54A1 at the top. Just to review, the last thing we said was when you have these thorns and thistles, that you can, if you make the, if you were to lay them on wheat, even though they're originally Michael Behema, and by laying them on the wheat, causing the wheat to absorb the moisture or something like that, nonetheless, it's mutter. And we learned it from this Kursaya, that that's mutter, which is a little bit higher up on the food chain, then surely these other things are mutter. Abiyashia then said, you could be samach on it, it's 100% mutter. I'm Abiyashia. So the Gemara says at top 54a, that the only plant that is designated exclusively for animals is grass. Because it says in the Pasuk, Matzmiach chatzer labehema, that Hashem causes grass to sprout for animals. So you see from the Pasuk that grass is specifically for animals, and therefore, when you pick grass, when you cut grass, the stam das is that it's for animals. Although, even though you don't have a specific intent, it wouldn't make a difference. It's automatically, it's assumed to be for animals. Shelakacha lahatein bo, mutter lahatein bo. And if you, here we have the word lakacha again being used just like lakato. And if you collect, if you originally picked it for the purpose of moistening, that's lahatein is for moistening, then you can moisten with it. So, in other words, even though mistama, it would be used for Michael Behema, and to go from Michael Behema down to moistening might be a problem, because if it's miyuchad for animal food, taking it down to a level where you basically are destroying it from being used for animals would normally not be allowed. But if you have that specific intent at the time that you pick it, he's being matched. But Tony Kane says in the Braisa, chotzer v'chol shayirachas, when it comes to grass and other greens, shalakachan lahatein b'hen, if you took it from the ground with the intent to moisten with them, mutalatein b'hen, you can. Kishalim loichal b'hema, and if you originally intended to use them for an animal, and this is labdafka, it doesn't really have to mean that you had intent for an animal. This, in the footnotes, he says it's not true. It's just using it because the Rashi used that language. But the truth of the matter is, even on mistama, it'll also be the same din. Then asalatein b'hen, then you would not be able to go ahead and use it for moisture. In other words, something which is used, that is designated for animal food, is going to for sure be usher to use for moistening, unless you originally picked it with that intent. This differs from the thorns and thistles that we said before. That was a little different. There, even without the intent, because it's such a rarely used thing for animals, that case, you could use it for moisture, even if you didn't pick it with that original intent. That's what they explained.
Could he use it for both? I mean, could he use it to moisten whatever he wanted to moisten, and then after the moisture went onto the wheat?
We mentioned yesterday that after you use it for moisture, it becomes ruined and no longer roi loculus behema. That's what we said. That's what we said yesterday. Yeah, I think it says over here on the footnote 22 on the previous page, says this third paragraph, it says if these thorns we use for moistening wheat, they're rendered inedible for animals. Mm-hmm. That's the basis of it.
And that goes for all these other greens also?
I assume so. Yeah. Tony Bar Kapara, Mutar Lohatein Bahen. That this is an opposing view, that you don't have to have an intent to use that. And in fact, even if you had intent for animal food, you could use the other greens as well. Basically, he holds, what's he say? He rejects the argument, this is the way he explained it. He rejects the argument that moistening is considered a deviant use of an animal food. He believes that as long as it's not a deviant use, it's the same. Previous shita held, that was considered deviant, and therefore it would only be mutter if you have that in mind at the time you collected it. Okay. Also, this chot mehem, And not only that, we're going to continue here with grasses that you cannot, or even other vegetables, you cannot squeeze juice from them. Lama, sheish alayim kedusha shvias. There's kedusha shvias. And so this is very interesting. So let's just think about what happens when you squeeze an orange, for example. You squeeze an orange,
squeeze an orange because you're going to eat it.
You're going to squeeze an orange, you're going to have orange juice. What bracha do you make on the orange juice? Why does the Gemara say in brachas? Because it is zeya ba'alma, right? Mm. So you have converted an eichel into a zeya. Mm. That's beferish aser by shvias. Because by shvias it's l'ochel l'hafsid. You're being masid peri shvias because it was originally a peri. And now it is a mashka, it's a zeya. I don't know about more expensive value. The two exceptions, of course, are olives and grapes, which are miyuchad for squeezing to begin with.
Yeah.
But
nowadays, it's not like that.
So now, I'm going to read you now what he quotes from. I'll give you a footnote from Chaim Kanievsky. That's Parak Hey, of Shmita V'Yovel, footnote Hey. The Rambam says, mm-hmm. The Rambam starts off the parak. This is halacha base. Starts off the parak with perish shvias, nidnu la'achilo shtiyo sichel ha'lachas haner ulitzviya. Right? Then halacha base. La'achilo ulishasiyo keitzad le'echol davar shadarko le'echol. You must eat it. Ulishtos davar shadarko lishtos. You must drink it if it's normally drunk. Now, Rav Chaim writes on Lachol Davar Shadarko Lachol. He says, Avalo Yahaf Foches HaOchel L'mashke Kegon L'schot Et HaPeirot. You cannot squeeze out the fruit, right? V'chein Machol Behemo Asul L'schot, even if it's a Machol Behemo, like we're seeing in our Gemara. Chutz Mizei Samanovim Shadarko Makach all these things, mutar lesochtan. He allows you to squeeze them, right? Because that's the darach.
Oh, you mean like lemon and tea?
It's dark on lakach. Right, even lemonade.
So it's equal to
olives and grapes. Exactly. But he puts in brackets, as you know, if you've ever seen when they squeeze it, or if you've ever squeezed it yourself, you've got pulp left inside the orange. You cannot just throw that out because that pulp is edible, and throwing that out would be constitute a violation. You'd have to put it in a special kli shem yuchad lekach where it will rot, and after it rots, then you can throw it out. To me, I don't understand what the deal is with putting in a kli to let it rot and then throwing it out. I never understood that business. What is the difference? You're going to throw it out. You're going to throw it out anyway. What's the difference? What's the difference? Just throw it out. Just throw it out. I don't understand.
Throw it out.
Just throw it out. If it was biyadi, I would be paskin again. You don't have to do that. But what can you do? They don't agree with me.
You say, Reb Chaim feels this way, but I disagree.
I don't disagree. I feel the other way.
Okay.
There's a difference, right? Okay, so that's I just give you the tip of the iceberg. There's Chazayin Ish, it has a page on this. And there's a beautiful Truvas from Milcha Shlomo from Shlomo Zalman Arbach, Chelik Aleph 46. Chelik Aleph 46, I took a look at that. A beautiful Truva. He starts off with a something from the Avdei Miluim. There's Truvas in the Avdei Miluim, as you may know. If you've looked at the Avdei Miluim, there's this Chelik, a small section, where he talks about, he has truvas, which have nothing to do with Ebenezer necessarily. He has a thing there that just like by truma, if you take truma, this is the Avdei Miluim says, just to give you the tip of the iceberg, because it was fascinating truma. If a person has truma, and he takes it and puts it into a taruvas of more than 100, so it's bottle, right? If truma is bottle on 100. So normally we say, would be a dime. So normally we say, Eim avatlan isser l'chachila. You're not allowed to do that l'chachila. So the Avdei Miluim says, besides that isser, besides the problem of Eim avatlan isser l'chachila, by truma you have another problem.
Yeah, it's Kodesh.
It's Kodesh, and you're taking away its Kedusha. Right. you're going to mevatel its kedusha because now it's batel. So hu hadin, the other ones wants to say that will be true by shvius as well. Shvius has a kedusha for you to go ahead and squeeze an eichel and convert it into a mashka, because the Gemara says it's zeya ba'alma. You've taken away the kedusha from kedusha's pre and made it into something which really has no kedusha because it's zeya. It's not. It's no longer. You've been. In other words, you mevatel it from being a peri. Yeah.
So
he argues. So this is the discussion. That's the kickoff of Milchus of his tshuva. He disagrees with him. It does, so for sure. Olives and grapes are for sure.
So
that's for sure. Yes, absolutely. Now, anyway, I didn't show him the tshuva where he goes to town about this. Very interesting tshuva. Anyway, so let's go on. So the Gemara says, what about animal foods? Do they, in general, it's a statement, I guess. But do animal foods in general not have Shvius sanctity? It's a question, right? It's a bit mir, right? You say in the Mishnah that we may make them into medicinal plasters. So how are you able to use these animal foods for the plasters? Isn't this also a
downgrade?
What's the difference between this and squeezing grasses for therapeutic use? That's the question. Mm-hmm. He says in the footnotes, when we said before that you're not allowed to squeeze them, on 13 he said that various grass juices were used for therapeutic purposes. So apparently he thinks we're talking about grasses. Okay. So if you can use animal food for plaster, why can't you squeeze grass for therapies? That's the question. On a table, Amar Abayisi Shaminon Shaisa Mehem Lugmala Adam. Yes, we have learned that you can use it for plaster. But have we learned that it's allowed to squeeze and make juices into medicines for humans? No, we have not. Let's see here, 16. So what he says, Masber here the kids are, I'll just tell you outside. The chilek between plaster is plaster, it remains intact the way it was. It's just in a different form. It retains the shvius sanctity in its new form, for the plaster is essentially a processed version of the original product. The only issue is the use. By contrast, when you press animal food into juice, it does not have shvius sanctity in its new liquid form. As we've seen in 14, juice is considered zeya and not the liquefied essence of the fruit. So that's why you're destroying the kedusha shvius. So that's the difference. So you hear the chalak? Plaster, it retains the peyrus shvius, retained its kedusha. You've just used it it's still in its original state. It's just mixed in and it's being used for something different than its original purpose. And we say human use is just as good as animal use. But when you're squeezing it for medicinal purposes, although in theory you would think, well, a medicine plaster, what's the difference as long as it's for human use? But there's a difference, because here, we're being using the Avnei Miluim's Yesod, which I think is Beferish over here in the Gemara. That's considered a Bittul of Kedusha. That's what he started off with. Osir liskot mehem, lama. This is mamash what the Yerushalmi is saying here. Osir liskot mehem lama sheyesh alehem kedusha shvius. The Yerushalmi is saying beferish over here, you can't squeeze these because they have kedusha. If you're going to squeeze them and they change into liquid, it's going to be levata le kedusha. That's what seems to be the pashup shot here. I'm not going to say whether he's arguing or not arguing. That is a good question. I'm not sure I understand. I think the Amnei Miluim is basically learning what he's saying from this Gemara and making a direct comparison between the Truma, the Bittul of Truma, and losing its Kedusha, and the squeezing of the juice and losing its Kedusha. But Ayin Shom and the Michal Shlomo, I think he addresses why it's different. Yeah, okay. Tamon Taninon. Lulve Zeradim, the shoots of the service tree. You know what a service tree is? I don't know. Shel Adol, Ale Lofshota. So anyway, these things are all very bitter. Aim Metam and Tumas Eichlin actually Yom Tukul. So the halacha is by Tumas Eichlin. In order for something to be Kabbal Tumas as a Tumas Eichlin, it has to be Royal Achila. So these need to go through certain processes. They become sweeteners. And then you add sweetener to it. And then you can add a little sweetened low if you're on a diet. Or if you're a normal person, you add sugar or honey. Never people that have to use sweet and low. But if you're a normal person, you put honey in it, and then it becomes Roy Lachila. Then from that point on that it became Roy Lachila, then it is Makabal Tumah. Mm-hmm. Prior to that, it will not be Makabal Tumah, okay? So, Lomo Shehi Marin, because they're bitter. For Tumusin, Lavin, and Marin. But what about lupines? These Tumusin, it says they used to have to, they were so bitter, it says in 21, they had to boil them or cook them 7 times before they could be eaten. But yet, the Mishnah, it says in Tosefta and Uksin, says that the lupines, the law is that a bitter point, the lupines are considered food from the first moment. That's apparently a given. Why are they considered food from the time they're raw? So the Gemara answers, Shani Hitomusin, 54a3, that lupines are different. She Koron Eichel Adam. There, the main use of lupines is for an Eichel of a person. So they're cultivated to be eaten by people. So they're food even before they're cooked. But the shoots of the service tree, the leaves of the wild loaf, are not cultivated for the purpose of consumption for people, and therefore they don't contract food tuma until they actually are rendered fit for human consumption by the adding of the, right, Lod Sarcha. So it was necessary to cite this mission here in the context of Shvius, only because to tell us the same thing, that Shvius Kedusha, very interesting rule here, that the Yitzshayach, that at the time, listen to that, when it's growing, no Kedusha Shvius. You pick it, still no Kedusha Shvius. You add honey to it, now it has Kedusha Shvius. It's unbelievable. It became an Eichel after it was picked.
I don't think they added honey. It seems they marinated it.
Yeah, whatever it is.
No, but there's a difference. You're right.
I don't know what the process is. Whatever. Well, you're right. I'm not saying what process is probably. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Whatever. You're an Epicurean.
Or an Epicurean. It's one or the other. I'm not sure.
Epicure and Epicura sound the same, don't they?
That's exactly the same word, yeah.
That's very interesting. What were we going to say? Someone wanted to say something? Oh, we lost that thought. Okay. Anyway, so let's go to 54b.
Uh-huh.
Are we doing it on time? Yeah, we're a little bit behind. So, Lokin Amar Biyosi Rabbanino, because we want to go to Meyer at 9. Here we're talking about wild endives. Be careful here. It's not just the endives which are domesticated. These are the wild endives.
Mm-hmm.
So they're significant. They're significant to contract Toma in the Shvius year. Why? We said because this is the old Gemara. This is just a repeat. Because they are used now, even though normally there's the garden variety which were planted. But during Shvius, you can't use them because of this is Svichim. So you're going to use the wild ones. And therefore, the wild ones are Stam Amnes Lachila. And therefore, the Makabal Tumi, even if you pick them Stam. Okay? They're Amnes Lachila.
I can't use the garden ones?
They're Svichim. You can't grow them. You can't eat Svichim. You can't Svichim during Shvius. Yeah? Okay. So they won't be available. The people aren't planting. I'm saying they won't be available altogether. So if they won't be available, so you're going to have to go where they are available, which is in the wild. So now all of a sudden, the wild become that which you are considered eichel. Therefore, they are matamatumus eichlim in the Shriyas year. And then we said the whole Gemara with Rabbeinu Kadosh, who was matir, bringing in the vegetables from outside to Eretz Yisrael, and therefore there was availability. And then the wild loaf became again, the wild endives became again back to their original halach, right? That's what it says. Then he shvius, he shrashimu, now shvius becomes just like the rest of the years because it's available. Now our Mishnah teaches endives have shvius sanctity. This is where it picks up here. On second column, we have to add this now. Our Mishnah teaches that endives have shvius sanctity. And that's referring to wild endives. Moreover, it does not speak of a specific time period, implying that even after Rebbe was matir, the importation of greens, that wild endives still have shvius sanctity. Right? But you're going to have a specific intent, because if you don't have intent, then they're not an oichel. If they're not an oichel, they're not going to have kedusha shvius. Right? It goes hand in hand. So the Mishnah didn't mention that. So although the Mishnah says simply that they have shvius sanctity, it does not mean they automatically acquire the sanctity when they're picked, but that they attain the sanctity when you have this in mind. So then, in regards to the aleluf, that's all the aleluf, the wild aleluf ashrita, that the wild loof leaves. When the Mishnah says that they have shvius sanctity, it doesn't mean that it's going to be automatic, but it means through sweetening. So it's a little bit of a jump, right? The Gemara is just proving from the halacha of Olshin to prove that this assumption that we're trying to make about the aliluf, it's only after a process. So we're comparing one thing to the other. Next, Matsinu Dava Bechila in Kedusha Shri is called Alav B'Saif. Kedusha Shri is called Alav. Now the Gemara is going to point this out that I just mentioned to you before. Is this something that you've ever seen before, that when you pick it, it doesn't have kedusha shvius, and then later on when you process it, it will become? What says Haseva? Yeah, surely we do find a precedent for that. What? Hareisia by Ezeva Hakunas Shalichtim LaEitzim. If you originally picked these things in this list for firewood, then of course and kedusha shvius kolalim. There's no kedusha shvius on firewood. Chishav aleihem LaEichelin. But if then subsequently you decided, you know what, you're going to eat these things, so then kedusha shvius chal aleihem. So you see that even something that did not have shvius at the time it was picked, it was no kedusha. But subsequently, having a makshava will be meir the kedusha. So you see there is a precedent. The Gemara says that's not a good raya. Why? There's a big difference. The sea and the ezav and the cornice. That is roi la achilas ha'odam from the get-go. It has two possible uses. You could use it for eichel adam. You could use it for firewood. You decided you're going to use it for firewood. So your decision to use it for one over the other is really not that significant, only in the sense that you are going to be machshava to be an eichel once you change your mind. But at the very beginning, it was roi to be achilas adam. If you picked those originally, then they would have been had kedusha shvius. However, the leaves of the wild loof, however, are unfit for consumption when they're picked. So therefore, there's no basis from this particular. There's no right from this that you're going to prove that they are going to have kedusha shvius later on by marinating them. Okay. Hasia, Sisra, Sia is when I identify what these are. Sia means it's pennyroyal. Ezov is Ezova, a hizov. Kornes, Kornisov, it's a savory. What these are, I have no clue. Ha-chalmitzin, and the plant products that have Shri and sanctity but are not subject to mirrors, chalmitzin. Maho chalmitzin, beitze neitz cholav, the eggs of the milky blossom. And it says because I think that they last, I think they're on the ground maybe, I'm not 100% sure, but they go from time to time. And this is where we're going to stop. Mm-hmm. It's Hashem. Abe Schwartz will be saying Moitzei Shabbos. I'm going to wait for Shabbos. Everybody have a wonderful Shabbos.
What time?
Oh, I didn't tell him. Tell me what time. I should tell him.
I'm in favor of 7.